And before we begin our Torah study, also let's pray together. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who sanctifies us with his commands and commands us to engross ourselves in the words of Torah. Amen. Today's Torah portion, Parshat Tetzaveh, you shall command, is such a rich passage of Scripture, speaking of the anointing of Aaron and his sons for the priesthood. I would like to read a few places of the Scripture. So let us open Exodus chapter 28 and also Exodus chapter 29. And let us start with Exodus 28, verse 2. You are to make for your brother Aaron garments set apart for serving God, expressing dignity and splendor. And Exodus 29, 4 through 7. You are to bring Aaron and his sons to the entrance of the tent of meeting and wash them with water. Then take the garments and put the tunic on Aaron, along with the robe, the ephod and the breastplate. Gird him with the artfully woven band of the ephod. Set the turban on his head and put the holy coronet on the turban. Then you are to take the anointing oil, pour it upon his head and anoint him. And verse 44 and 46. So I will sanctify the tent of meeting and the altar. I will also sanctify Aaron and his sons to minister to me as Kahanim, as priests. So I will dwell among Bnei Israel and be their God. Then they will know that I am Adonai their God, who brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, so that I may live among them. I am Adonai their God. The priest's garments indicate his function. His clothing reveals the work the Lord has entrusted to the priest, to be a mediator, a go-between, a bridge between fallen and sinful humanity and the perfect and holy God. Therefore, the priest had to be from the sons of Israel to know his people's problems, weaknesses, and difficulties, for whom he would intercede when he came before the Lord. He would serve as an intercessor and mediator. As a mediator, the priest would make communication possible between God and his people. As an intercessor, the priest would plead to God on behalf of his people. In a way, the priest was a type of redeemer because he made an atoning sacrifice on behalf of his people who needed God's redemption. Thus, the priest in his assigned mission foreshadowed the great high priest, Yeshua, who one day would enter the great throne room of God on behalf of all humanity and then return, bringing mercy and forgiveness to all who were open to receive it. When the priest on Yom Kippur went out before the people and performed a burnt offering in the courtyard of the tabernacle, he should have been dressed in special golden robes, in which every detail indicates the perfection, the holiness, and the splendor of God. The priest shone in the eyes of the sons of Israel, being a shadow and representative of the Lord. It was gorgeous and terrifying when a man of God, in his golden garments, pronounced the will of the Lord. However, when the priest on Yom Kippur entered the presence of God in the Holy of Holies, he wore completely different clothes, a white linen tunic, a linen shirt without any decorations. Only complete humility and meekness are acceptable in the presence of God. The white linen tunic was a picture of the righteousness of the Lord. His righteousness was the only condition by which a person would not die in the presence of the Lord. What a beautiful picture. A sinful and weak man who knows the weaknesses and problems of his people. In humility, brings the blood of the sacrificial animal, an atoning sacrifice for his sin and the sins of Israel. And he was dressed in the garment of humility, of God's holiness and the righteousness that only the Lord can give. And all this magnificent picture that we see in the Torah becomes a prophetic indication of our future hope, a future Messiah, and a perfect sacrifice. There is only one God, and there is only one way to Him, through the sacrifice of His Son, our Lord, Yeshua the Messiah. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man, a human, Messiah, Yeshua. In Him we see two components. He is the perfect Lord, the Son of God, who was born and became a man in order to redeem us. And He is the Son of Man, who was born in this world to be a representative of us before His Father. What a splendor of His ministry! The glory of the Son of God on Him. You know the story of Yeshua. Miracles and healings constantly occurred around Him. Demons were afraid and obeyed Him. The dead were resurrected at His command. Water and wind obeyed Him. He walked on water as on land. He turned water into wine. And many more remarkable and miraculous events marked His time on earth, because He wore the clothes of the magnificence and glory of God. Yeshua said about Himself in John chapter 10, verse 30, I and the Father are one. And at the same time, incredibly, He was dressed in weak human flesh. He was born as a man and lived on this sinful and corrupt planet. Scripture calls Yeshua the Son of God, emphasizing His divine nature, and at the same time, Yeshua calls Himself the Son of Man. John chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. No one has gone up into heaven except the one who came down from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that whoever believes in Him may have eternal life. This title, the Son of Man, reveals the nature of the High Priest, born as a man in a human body in order to become an intercessor and mediator between God and people. When Yeshua was born on this earth, He became the image of the Lord for us, and looking at Him, we saw the Heavenly Father. When Yeshua was crucified and appeared before the Lord with His own blood, the blood of redemption, He represented all humanity, all of us. He became our perfect High Priest, advocating for us in the presence of the Heavenly Father. The Lord Yeshua showed us His perfect love. He came to us dressed in this weak body, became a man born in this earth, bearing all the hardships, enduring suffering such as you and I will never know, in order to redeem us. Yeshua died as a man because God cannot die, and He brought His blood to the heavenly altar, where it became the only currency that would buy our freedom from sin and death. He knows how to help you and me. He knows how to pray for us, how to protect us. And now I want to talk about us. We all are priests, and we have to wear two kinds of spiritual garments, the gold and white linen garments at the same time. We are called to walk on this earth in His golden robes, to be Yeshua's representatives, ambassadors on this earth. We are called to be children of God. So everything you do, everything you say, how you live, all should reflect the image of the Lord. You are a son or a daughter of God. You are made in His image and likeness. You are the child of the King. And at the same time, when you enter into his presence. Leave behind all your golden clothes, all your power and glory, because that is the only way to approach the Lord, wearing the simple white garment of humility and the righteousness of Yeshua. Standing in the presence of the Lord, we have nothing to justify us except the sacrifice of Yeshua. Understand that only God, only Yeshua, the Lord, is your righteousness. Only He is our justification. In conclusion, I want to read a scripture that fills my heart with joy. It is Book of Luke, chapter 3, verses 4 and 5 and 6. As it is written in the scroll of the words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of Adonai, and make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled up, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked shall be made straight, and the rough way made smooth. And all humanity shall see the salvation of God. Yeshua, our Savior, salvation of God. We are all in this place. We are all together because we want to be blessed by the Lord. I believe that we all want to see the Lord in our lives, our families, and those around us. We want spiritual awakening, the revival, in our families, our workplaces, in Jerusalem, in our cities and our countries. But by spiritual revival, I mean the manifest presence of the Holy Spirit, spiritual longing and spiritual searching in the hearts and minds of people. As it is says in the Bible, Book of Joel, chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. So it will be afterward. I will pour out my Ruach on all flesh, my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. And your old man will dream dreams, and young men will see visions. Also on the male and the female servants will I pour out my spirit in those days. Most of all in my life, I want to see the salvation of the Jewish people. I dream of the day prophesied by the Apostle Paul, Rabbi Shaul. He says in Romans 11, 25, actually 26, 27, and in this way all Israel will be saved. As it is written, the deliverer shall come out of Zion. He shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob, which is Israel. And this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins. These words of the Apostle Paul are based on the prophecy from the book of the righteous prophet Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. Here's the prophecy from Zechariah. Then I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication, when they will look towards me whom they pierced. They will mourn for him as one mourns for an only son, and grieve bitterly for him as one grieves for a firstborn, for Yeshua. I live for this day. I serve the Lord and ask Him to allow me to be a part of these great days. This is my dream. This is my goal, passion, vision, and aspiration of my whole life. I believe that we all want to see the Lord, great and exalted, His glory descending into the streets of our cities. And if there is a prayer pleasing to the Lord, it is a prayer for the salvation and repentance of people dying in unbelief and their sins. You and I are blessed because we have such an opportunity to stay in the house of the Lord, pray, worship, glorify God in the Holy Spirit. But I want to share an important secret that people often miss. We can wait for the revival and repentance of entire cities, but the essential truth from the Bible is in a few words. The revival starts with me. The revival starts with me. This is why it's said in Luke chapter 3, verse 4, prepare the way of Adonai and make his paths straight. So prepare the way for the Lord. Dressed in the magnificent priestly robes that were given to you by Yeshua the Messiah. This is the secret of true spiritual awakening, the revival in the true sense of this word. You are the vessel of God's glory. Your part is to put on Yeshua the Messiah. Romans chapter 13, verse 14. Instead, put on the Lord Messiah Yeshua. God chose you and saved you with the precious blood of His Son so that you would live filled with the Holy Spirit, walk in His power, be His instrument on the earth. Start preparing a place for the Lord in your life. First, give Him a place in your heart. Then open the doors to the Holy Spirit in your family, and then your community, and everywhere you go. You are the source of spiritual awakening. All you need to do is to submit yourself to the Lord. Our spirit and our life is like a spring of water, which over time becomes clogged with all sorts of rubbish, and it is very difficult for water to flow. When the flow is blocked, the freshness of God's presence is gone. It's difficult to worship the Lord. And all needs to be done is clear your source of spiritual water from garbage and confess your sins to the Lord. And then the Spirit of God will flow like a spring, like a mighty river, washing away everything unnecessary in its path. You know that the Holy Spirit is the Lord, and the Bible compares Him to a fountain of living water. Sometimes it is a tiny and quiet stream flowing from our hearts, but sometimes it is a mighty and wide river that washes away all obstacles. Some of us may not feel needed or special, but these are false feelings and thoughts. You are unique and very important in the eyes of Yeshua. Please remember that Yeshua entered Jerusalem not on a magnificent royal horse or an expensive breed, but on a donkey ready to carry Him. A donkey carried the Savior of the world, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords on its back. At this time, the noble horses were standing in the stall and waiting for the great awakening and never prepared themselves. I want to conclude with a place from the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 19, verse 6 through verse 9. Revelation 19, 6 through 9. Then I heard something like a voice of a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters or like the rumbling of powerful thunder, saying, Hallelujah! For Adonai Elohei Tzavaot reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to Him. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and His bride has made herself ready. She was given fine linen to wear, bright and clean. For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the Kedushim, or saints. Then the angel tells me, Write, how fortunate are those who have been invited to the wedding banquet of the Lamb. He also tells me, There are the true words of God. It is the time to wear the white linen tunic, the special garment of righteousness of the Lord. It is a time to be ready for the Lamb's wedding banquet. Amen. In the end, I want to remind you that if Beth Israel is a blessing to you, please consider being a blessing to Beth Israel. We will close with Aaron's blessing as we normally do at Beth Israel, and we will return to Brian and Deanne's home for a final song. So let us pray together. Let us pray together. Yevrechecha Adonai veishmerecha, Yere Adonai panavelecha vichunecha, Yisa Adonai panavelecha veyasem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. Shabbat shalom, mishpacha. Shabbat shalom.